Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
I know your name is Rita, because your perfume is smelling sweet. Since when I saw you down on the floor.
Tonight on The Rita Cosby Show, America on high alert for a possible Iranian attack. Really scary stuff as the CIA is putting out information that they are deeply concerned there could be something on U.S. soil or with U.S. assets in the Middle East. Of course, they are expecting that Iran will retaliate for Israel taking out those Iranian generals recently. Remember, they did that in Syria. And of course, Iran, the head of the snake that is causing so many of these problems in the Middle East. And this comes at a time where we're hearing just horrible rhetoric on the streets of Iran, where they're burning American flags and shouting vendettas against America, saying that America is to blame for what's going on with Israel. Meanwhile, you could make the case that, boy, is Joe Biden throwing Israel under the bus. I mean, at every single turn, it seems like he is like just selling Israel out, publicly scolding Netanyahu, publicly scolding Israel. And sad word tonight that the Israelis don't even know how many of these people are alive, the hostages. That's what this is all about. What happened on October 7th? The brutality unleashed on Israel on October 7th. And I never hear Benjamin Netanyahu being praised for trying to do what he can for his country to protect their survival. No, instead, I'm hearing Joe Biden seeming to scold Israel and not scold Hamas. And the sad word that we're hearing, there are still five Americans apparently that are still being held hostage. But we're just coming out a little bit ago that Netanyahu says that the Rafah offensive is going to happen. That's in southern Israel. That's a big deal because, remember, the U.S. said, don't you do it. Don't go into Rafah. There are still lots of Hamas leaders in Rafah, and there's also a lot of other civilians. But Netanyahu says that they must eradicate Hamas, and they can't just leave a whole bunch of these Hamas fighters down in Rafah in southern Gaza. He won't say the date or time of the offensive, but he is saying that there isn't a specific time and we are not going to be holding back. They can't, because clearly Joe Biden is showing that he's not a reliable ally. And what a sad testament that is. We're also hearing that Hamas is now telling Israel that they have no ability to free about 40 hostages, up to 40 of them, the women, elderly, and also some of those who are not doing well, who are, you know, have had health issues from the beginning. Those are sort of the ones that have been on the priority list for release. And what's that saying is that either they're not alive or that maybe they have gone to other groups that are outside of Hamas's control. But Israel was saying, hey, listen, try to give us X amount of these, maybe we can do some sort of ceasefire deal like they've done in the past. And Hamas coming back saying that they don't have that many of those that would fit under that criteria of women, elderly, and those who have health issues. There should be at least them and more. And what that says is that either they have now been given to other groups or that they sadly are no longer alive. So who knows what is going on? It is such a sad, horrible situation. And all the rhetoric and all the disgusting stuff that we're hearing from over there in Iran and elsewhere and all this hatred being spewed at Israel and America. Well, guess what? It's not just happening on Iranian soil. It's also happening on U.S. soil. This is incredible. These anti-Israel protesters that Joe Biden has still yet to clamp down on. He has never said, listen, I don't want to hear that rhetoric. In fact, the other day when they disrupted him during a speech, remember, he said, oh, wait, they have a point. What, they have a point? No, he should say, listen, please don't disrupt. Please stop praising Hamas, essentially. Please stop trying to bolster Hamas. What you're doing is not a good thing. He's never done that. He's never condemned them. And it's no surprise that there were actually pro-Palestinian rallies over the weekend in Michigan, where there's a lot of Arab Americans. But it was really disgusting to hear them chant death to America and death to Israel. Here they are on U.S. soil. They're at a rally in Dearborn, Michigan. And this activist, Tariq Bazzi, who apparently, I guess the U.S. knows him well, and I guess he's made some crazy comments in the past, but there he is in front of this big group, and he's just shouting all this spewal rhetoric about America, and the people in the crowd are shouting with him. It's really unconscionable. This is happening not in Iran. It's not happening in Gaza. It's not happening. It's happening on American soil. This is unconscionable. Here is what was said over the weekend. Listen to Michigan, not a foreign country, in the U.S. of A.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al-Mawti America! Al-Mawti America! Al-Mawti America!
Malcolm X said, and I quote, we live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant death to Israel has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
That is incredible. That is in America. And nobody is saying, listen, condemning it. Think about if Joe Biden had early on said, this rhetoric that's happening on college campuses and elsewhere, this needs to stop. If he had said that early on, think about how different things could have been. But no, he has allowed it to spark and fester and for this vile language to happen. And in fact, some of the pro-Hamas protests that were taking place, by the way, in the United States, let's not forget, a number of them were being led by illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants who come to this country illegally, staying at the luxury and the behest of America's generosity, getting free migrant shelters, free food, free hotel rooms, a whole bunch of stuff. Let's not forget the debit cards, all those other things. And then they're out there burning the American flag and shouting vile, disgusting things. And then you got this guy who's in Michigan and you got a rally of all them chanting back saying America is the rottenest country on the face of this earth. Then what are you doing in America? What are you doing using our resources in America if you don't appreciate our American values? Say something like that against the regime in another country. See how long you would last. And he's sitting there making it sound like America's responsible. It's Iran. It's Iran that is feeding Hamas and Hezbollah and all these others that is responsible. Where's the vitriol? Where's the hate about people that go into another country and rape and behead kids and rape women? and these stories of just atrocities, these horrible things that happened on October 7th. Where's the rebuking of that by these people? Where's their soul? And here's a little bit more from another protester at that rally. Listen to this one.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al-Mawti America!
Al-Mawti America!
Al-Mawti America!
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth." And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
El-Mawti Israel!
El-Mawti Israel!
And we had to play that one twice because that is just so wild. That's from the first guy. Here's the second guy. Listen to this. This is the follow-up.
Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel is an evil settler colonialist project. He realized it is a cancer, and he established this day. Israel, before this, brothers and sisters, was a sacred cow. Nobody could criticize Israel. Everybody was terrified of being anti-Semitic. Everybody was afraid of them. But now, the people of conscience very openly will criticize Israel. They recognize Israel for what it is. Israel is ISIS. They are Nazis. They are fascists. They are racist. The people of the world now know this.
Israel is ISIS and Israel is Nazis. And yet no condemnation of Hamas and their unbelievable brutality. This is happening on American soil. That is shocking. And then one of the protesters leads a very young child in these Palestine chants. Listen to this. Listen to the voice of this little babe shouting some of the hatred.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
That is disgusting. A young child saying, wipe Israel essentially off the face of the earth. That's what river to the sea means. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And we'll continue your calls, everybody, after the break.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Buy the world a token, teach the world to sing in perfect.
Well, there is no harmony at this protest that took place. Again, Americans shouting death to America, death to Israel, burning the American flag. And our president says nothing, nothing, as he has said nothing from the beginning of these vile, despicable protests happening in our own country. This, as we are bracing for what could be some sort of strike from Iran or an Iranian proxy group like Hezbollah or the Houthis or Hamas even, of course. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen because Iran's got all this money from oil sales and everything else. This administration has not cut off Iran's oil. They have not done the sanctions. They have not been drill, baby, drill on our country where we would be flush with oil. It's an amazing moment where they have a lot of money and now they even have their own supporters on American soil. It's disgusting. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Alice. Alice, your thoughts about all this.
Hello, Rita. Great show. And kudos to you because the Rita Cosby Show is informing so many parts of the country about what to expect, what's going on, and you're warning us. I listen locally, and I don't hear locally what you announce.
Thank you, Alice. And you're there in Ohio, so that means so much, Alice. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm in Ohio, and I've turned on two of my neighbors who have Alexa's Echoes to your show. And you're great. Another thing, can I compliment John Katsavitas?
Yes, you can, John Katsimatidis. You can.
Oh, thank you. I have a hard time with that. And he is a visionary. And you are so fortunate to work for someone who works with his staff. And he's a motivator and a teacher. And he's one of the people that I stop and listen when he speaks.
Absolutely. By the way, I agree with you. We learn from him every day. And you know what's great, Alice, too? His motto is common sense. You know, his motto is tell it like it is. And he walks the walk. I mean, it's genuine. It's wonderful.
You can tell. And this man worked for everything. And he's amazing. And his wife is, too. I have never heard her speak, but she's got to be, you know, she's an amazing person.
She is.
I hear her working right beside her.
And she is sharp as a tack, too, and patriotic, too, both of them.
Yes. And, you know, I'm a flag waver. And what I'll tell you something, those recordings, if those are American, if those people took the oath of citizenship, that seems to me that they should be removed.
I agree.
That is blood. And that five-year-old, if it was five-year-old, I don't know, but that's in an age where it's going to be difficult to, he's being
indoctrinated.
Formed.
Right. Indoctrinated.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you. He's being, indoctrinated. They won't, as they were probably when, so why did they come here?
Right. Exactly. Right. Why do you come here if this is, you're coming here to trash us? And I agree with you that there's something unseemly. This is what happens, by the way, in some of the Palestinian schools, too. It's like Israel's not on the map. They teach them this rhetoric. They grow up to hate Israel. You just don't want to see it on our soil. Alice, thank you for the great words about the Katsimatidis.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rita Cosby is on.
of the U.S. and also in Mexico. Well, they didn't see a lot of sunshine. They saw some darkness that lasted just a few minutes. There were some amazing views, by the way, of the eclipse that I saw in Mexico. I was watching like earlier, and in Texas, it looked great. New York, not so much. I did get my little glasses, and I was out there, and I looked up. And with the glasses, it looked kind of cool. But outside, it was so much cloud cover. And the New York City area didn't really help us here, unfortunately. But it was still neat. And the next one's going to be in 20 years. So hopefully I'll be around for that one as well. I did see the one in 2017. And it's still very cool. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. If any of you have some fun stories, always great hearing them. It's been a wild time between the earthquake and then we had the crazy storms. And then, of course, we got what happened with the solar eclipse. So it's been an interesting moment. Some people said they saw it better than others. I didn't hear too much. I want to see what happened in Niagara Falls. I was looking earlier because that's always so beautiful. I know that in especially like Texas, there were some amazing, amazing images and like thousands of people out there enjoying the eclipse, the once in a lifetime moment. And good for them. I think it's neat. Finally, something unifying we can all agree on, right? And at least come together on in the middle of this. Well, in the middle of all this, we're talking also about what's been going on with Israel. And it is stunning to see how President Biden has been really throwing Israel under the bus. By the way, there was just a guy who was just recently arrested. It was announced by the FBI for sympathizing with ISIS. And he was in Idaho and had been sympathetic and was planning on shooting up some churches in Idaho. Luckily, the FBI got him and stopped him before it happened. But there are these recruiting efforts that are happening. There are ISIS sympathizers, whether they're homegrown or coming across our border. And all of these things are major, major concerns, given everything we're talking about tonight with this huge threat coming down, especially the one that is coming from Iran tonight with threats against the U.S. and threats against Israel. And in the middle of all this, I told you about these crazy protests that have taken place in Michigan with the death to America, death to Israel chants pouring into the streets there in a pretty big crowd. And this is, again, on American soil. And I contend it's because we have not clamped down. This president has not clamped down. Yeah, there is something known as free speech, but insightful speech, death to America, that's traitorous. I mean, you are here in this country and you're sitting there saying it's the most rotten country in the world. So what are you doing here? What are you doing in America? Let's see you say that against another regime and how long you would last. Can you imagine if he said it in Iran? He'd last about 5 seconds if he had some issue with the Iranian regime or if he had some problem with China's regime. Same thing. He'd last about 4 seconds there. I hate when these people are so ungrateful and they're staying here in America and yet they are spewing this vile hate. And don't just listen to me. Here is the son of one of the former Hamas leaders, Mossab Youssef. Listen to him. He was on Dr. Phil, and this is what he has to say about not necessarily those vile protests who are shouting these horrible things. This is his message to many college students that are joining some of the same rhetoric.
To all those students, I say that it's very disappointing to see Americans supporting Hamas and thinking that Hamas is a cool thing, while Hamas does not respect any of those followers. While those followers don't know that Hamas would torture them and massacre them with no mercy. They call them useful idiots. They don't know that Hamas is a dark black hole.
Yeah, don't they understand that Hamas started this all? And then yet some of the Democrats who are very close to President Biden, like Senator Tim Kaine, came out over the weekend and he talked about how Hamas, of course, what they have done in the past. But now he also says, you know what? We're not just worried about Hamas. He essentially equated Hamas to the Israeli Defense Forces after that mistake. Remember where they went after the aid workers because they believed that they were Hamas fighters. They believed that one of them had a gun slung over his shoulder, and it turned out to be a bag with something else. But he thought it was heavily armed Hamas folks. And yet, this weekend, we heard from the Democrats that they may withhold aid from Israel, that they're pushing to withhold aid. Like Nancy Pelosi has said that maybe there should be a pause on sending military aid to one of our greatest allies in the world, one of our most steadfast allies. That's what she and other Democrats are now starting to say. And listen to Senator Tim Kaine. He's equating Hamas and the Israeli forces after this incident. That's disgusting. Listen to this.
What we need to see is a dramatically increased pace of humanitarian aid to suffering Gazans, and to see that it can be done safely. What NGO is going to feel safe doing it after watching what happened to the World Central Kitchen staffers this week? And again, even this U.S. military operation, these are some troops that are deployed out of Virginia, Fort Eustis in Virginia, mm-hmm. in charge of this Marine Pier operation. We knew when we announced it, they might be in harm's way from Hamas. But, you know, after the events of this week, anybody doing humanitarian aid is going to wonder if they're in harm's way from the IDF. And so we've got to see a dramatic uptick in Israel allowing humanitarian aid to suffering people.
In other words, now we're really worried about Israel targeting us, too. I mean, that is preposterous. But that just shows that this president is willing to throw Israel under the bus for politics, because he is trying to appeal to some of these crazy people in Michigan and Minnesota and some of the other states with big Arab American populations. And what, he wants to get that vote, the vote of that crazy guy who's sitting there saying, you know, death to America, death to Israel, that what, he's pandering so much, he's like playing all sides. That's a really, really dangerous game. And Professor Alan Dershowitz said earlier today on Katz and Cosby that Biden's waffling and his total sellout, I think, of Israel that we've seen in the last little bit, that may hurt him big time politically. It may backfire. Listen.
It's such a mistake to abandon Israel, both internationally, morally, but also domestically, politically. I think Biden may lose this election as the result of abandoning Israel. He's going to lose Pennsylvania. He's going to lose Florida. He's going to lose Arizona. He's going to lose a lot of these key states. Maybe he'll pick up Michigan. That won't give him the election. Michigan is, you know, 60 electoral votes between Florida and Pennsylvania and Arizona. That's a lot of votes.
That's a lot of votes. And the word tonight coming from Israel is that Netanyahu is planning on going into Rafah. That, yeah, they did do a bit of a pullback, but he said it was really more just resupplying his troops. And he's essentially saying to the U.S., too bad. You're not going to dictate our foreign policy when our survival's at stake. We're going to do what we got to do. And it's going to be interesting to see what does Biden do in response if indeed he goes into Rafah in the very near future, Netanyahu and the IDF forces. And what will they say? What will they do publicly, privately? And also, what will Iran do in the meantime? Can you imagine? It's like after 9/11, if somebody said, you know what, you know, you're pretty close to getting bin Laden, but hang tight. Just don't do it. It's not a good thing to do. We don't want you to hurt anybody while you're trying to get the world's most wanted terrorist. You know, I know you're near Tora Bora. You're close to him, but hang tight, okay? That's outrageous. How dare President Biden sell Israel under the bus and sell them at a time where they are really fighting for existence? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to BJ. BJ, your thoughts.
Hi, Rita. So, you know, I guess we learned nothing from 9/11 when you have these hateful, imams like this getting up and inciting violence. I mean, even George Bush, Bush 43, he rounded people like that up under the Patriot Act, and he cracked down on them. He didn't let them get up there and incite crazy people to do that type of violence. I mean, this media, we have no coverage of it. If you listen to any of the other channels, nothing to see here, folks. I mean, that is just, you know, that guy makes no secret of what he wants in store for America. And this is the climate of the Democrats. They have fostered this. When you have, an anti-Israel president like this, not letting Israel defend itself, which is its natural God-given right to do, this is what you get. You get weakness. I don't know. I really pray that someone's going to step up. I hear nothing from any of our politicians. I mean, nothing. Crickets. That just let this go. I mean, this is the new normal. We let people like this get up and speak this type of rabble and incite lunatics in this country. This is what happened in Europe, in London, in England, and in France. They have no-go zones there. This is what's happening in our country.
Yeah, how sad is that? It. You're right. We're allowing it, or at least our leadership is allowing it. I agree with you. I mean, I think it is so downright dangerous. And I think that we have opened such a cauldron. And if you don't clamp down early, that's the other message, BJ. If you don't clamp down early and tell these people that this is not acceptable in America, but they feel emboldened, BJ. You know, they feel emboldened by this president because they see him scolding Israel and barely saying a word about Hamas. I can't remember when I've heard the president talk about returning the hostages, let alone the fact that there's five Americans there. I think about, had this president had the guts early on to say there will be no deals, there'll be no nothing, there'll be, you know, nothing's going to happen. You got to free all of the hostages first. And those Americans need to come out first, along with everybody else. If this president had been a real leader, think about how different things could have been, you know, and yet he has waffled from the get-go. Here we have these hostages. Gosh knows what is happening to them, sadly. And then in addition to all of that, we look at the fact that these protests are, like you just said, they're getting more and more loud. The fact that guy's out there full face talking about it. And there's these other people cheering, and then they have a 5-year-old kid cheering along with it. What does that say to you, BJ? It says that there's no limits, and this president allows it.
Yeah, no, I have never seen. I've seen anti-Israel protests for years, from the 70s on in this country. I have never seen it to the fever pitch that it has been, where you have students on American campuses that are afraid to show their face because of this. And this hate Israel rhetoric has been mainstreamed in academia. This pro-PLO, pro-Hamas hate speech has been, it's unbelievable to me. Anybody I know who is of the Jewish faith is aware of this. They are very cognizant. I've never seen the Americans that I knew that grew up in the Jewish faith that don't know. I have relatives that are, and I mean, I pray for them. They're young, they're on college campuses, that, you know, and I tell them, just be very careful, stay away from crazy. This is insane that this is just allowed to happen.
It is. I've never seen it either.
So apathetic.
And BJ, the apathy is disgusting. But also, just like you just said, the fact that it's happening in so many college campuses to me is really stunning. I never imagined that we would see this in our lifetime. And then I never imagined a president would not allow it. Can you imagine if it happened under President Trump? He would be saying it instantly. Do not, anybody who does this, it will be a violation of, you can find things to say, especially if you're spewing hatred. You know, there's a difference between free speech and hate speech. And yet this president is giving them all a big pass. BJ, thank you very, very much. And everybody, this now is the Tunnel to Towers Support Our Heroes segment.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the great Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes segment. They, of course, do so much to honor America's heroes and also first responders. They are the best, so be sure to check them out at t2t.org. And this story tonight, coming from Walla Walla, Washington, where veteran Victor Phillips has spent the past decade interviewing 134 veterans in the area there, recording their stories so they could be permanently stored in the nation's capital. Phillips, who served in the U.S. Army from 1961 to 64, volunteered to conduct the interviews as part of the National Veterans History Project created by the Library of Congress, gathering veteran stories from their own points of view. He said it's been a rewarding project for him to share people that often don't make the headlines. Also, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers there in Washington said the whole purpose is to record the stories of those who have served and to be able to honor them for generations to come. Veterans Phillips will celebrate, by the way, his 85th birthday on April 24th. And he said he got involved with the project through a friend who asked him to help record some of the videos. And he said they have been life-changing for him. And everybody, help America to never, ever forget. All you have to do is donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Simply go to T2T.org, T2T.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
And of course, I will never forget what happened on October 7th as we're talking about what happened by Hamas on Israel that day. But Squad Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York, well, he's getting blasted today for ignoring yesterday the 6-month anniversary of Hamas's massacre on the Israelis. Yet, on October 7th, guess what? He put out a statement saying today marks 30 years since the Rwandan genocide. The horror caused by state-sanctioned violence is unimaginable. And then he talked about the need to fight for human rights everywhere, for all marginalized groups facing violence. No more genocide, with not a single mention whatsoever that October 7th was obviously the 6-month anniversary of what happened to Israel. That's an incredible statement. He is also being primaried, no surprise, by somebody else who probably won't forget about Israel. So maybe that's a good sign, but that is just unconscionable. How can we forget Jamal Bowman, the guy who pulled the fire alarm, Mr. Fire Alarm, remember, in Congress? So maybe he's too busy pulling the fire alarm to even be able to remember that yesterday was the 6-month anniversary. Or maybe he just intentionally left that out. Based on some of the other things he has said, I would not be surprised. By the way, the person who is primarying him, his Democratic primary opponent, is Westchester, New York County Executive George Latimer. And he acknowledged the Hamas massacre in his own statement, saying, "We commemorate 6 months since Hamas's horrific massacre on October 7th, and we reaffirm our support for the families of the 134 hostages still being held by the terror group. And let's pray that they all come home." It's going to be, I think, a very, very difficult period ahead, as Israel is saying tonight, again, Netanyahu saying that he is planning on going into Rafah, despite what the U.S. administration, this administration, saying. He's saying they have a date, they have a time. He won't say exactly when, but he says they are ready. And obviously, the Biden administration, they've already voiced their concerns. Shame on them. They're going to throw Israel under the bus.